Late Garcia home run lifts Rangers over Angels, pushing winning streak to 5. Anaheim, California, Adulis Garcia broke out of a 1-4-19 slump with a solo home run in the 8th inning, and the Texas Rangers extended their winning streak to a season-high 5 games Tuesday night with a 5-4 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. Garcia was batting .115 in July before he drove a sinker from Luis Garcia into the elevated stands in right center field. It was awesome because it helped the team win. That's the most important thing right now, Garcia said through an interpreter. It was a big moment for me, but it helped the team win. Garcia had hard-hit balls in his first two at-bats, but ended up grounding into a double play and lining out to the outfield. He didn't have much to show for it and didn't get down about it, Texas manager Bruce Bochy said. He goes up there and hits a home run to put us ahead. He's a guy that carried us last year. If we can get him going, it's going to be more fun around here. The Angels lost for the 8th time in their past 9 games despite 2 homers and 3 hits from Logan Ohop. Los Angeles had a chance to take the lead in the 7th inning. The Angels had the bases loaded with 2 outs after Anthony Rendon drew a walk off Jose Leclerc, but Nolan Schanuel grounded out to first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. Kirby Yates allowed a 2-out single to Zach Nitto in the 9th before striking out Joe Adele to earn his 14th save. We put ourselves in position to do something really good, but we couldn't get that hit, Angels manager Ron Washington said. The Rangers' Josh Smith, a surprise omission off the All-Star Game roster, had 3 hits, including a home run in the first inning. After 2 failed bunt attempts, Smith lined a changeup over the center of the plate from Angels starter Ronzi Contreras off the auxiliary scoreboard above the wall in right center. The solo shot also knocked out power to some of the panels on the scoreboard. It was the 2nd career 2-homer game for Ohop. His 14 homers are tied with Lance Parrish for the most by an Angels catcher before the All-Star game. Both of Ohop's solo shots off Rangers starter Max Scherzer ended up tying the game. His 2nd inning homer over the wall in left center field made it 1-1. In the 4th inning, he lined a fastball from Scherzer that just made it over the outstretched glove of center fielder Leody Taveras and knotted it at 4-4. I watched him growing up a ton. He's been dominant his whole career, but it doesn't matter being on the losing end, said Ohop about his big game against Scherzer. Texas scored 3 times in the 3rd to take a 4-1 lead. The Rangers' first 5 batters got aboard, including an RBI ground rule double by Marcus Semien and Smith's RBI base hit, which ended Contreras' night. Texas' other run came on Wyatt Langford's sacrifice fly, which brought in Semien. Los Angeles got within 4-3 in the bottom of the inning on Schanuel's run-scoring double. Schanuel then came home on Taylor Ward's single to the right field gap, which Derek Hill misplayed for an error. Trainer's room. Rangers, catcher Jonah Heim was scratched from the lineup due to neck stiffness. Right-hander Tyler Mahl allowed 1 hit and struck out 2 over 2 innings in a rehab start for AA Frisco, Texas, on Tuesday night. It was Molly's 2nd rehab appearance. Right-hander Jacob deGrom had a 30-pitch bullpen session on Tuesday. Up next, right-hander Michael Lorenzen, an Anaheim native and former Angel, is set to take the mound for the Rangers on Wednesday. Right-hander Griffin Canning is the scheduled starter for Los Angeles. By Joe Reedy.